It's not often, Norman, that I miss making CoronaCast with you, but this week I feel like we're just sort of going back to the CoronaCast days with a really crazy story.
Yeah, this is a story of a man called HIM.
HIM.
The mysterious man.
It stands for Hypervaccinated Individual from Magdeburg.
Which is in Germany.
Tell me the story.
Well, this is a 62-year-old man who, I'll give you the punchline before, well, not the punchline, but I'll give you, he's had 217 COVID vaccinations. 217.
I did the maths. So he had that many COVID shots over about 2.5 years, an average of about one a week.
Yes. And the question is why? Well, first of all, he was discovered because he was going from clinic to clinic. He was varying where he went. He wasn't actually always having the same vaccine. So he had Pfizer, he had Moderna, he had Johnson & Johnson, which is like a bit like the Astra vaccine, another one from Sanofi. So lots of different vaccines. And he was going from clinic to clinic around the place. But the German Red Cross in Dresden woke up to it because I think they found that there was crossing over of records, and they alerted the police and he was detained.
Right. Was he just doing like a degustation vaccine experience?
Well, the criminal suspicion was that he was getting vaccinated, because remember, these were in the days of lockdown and then mandated vaccination, that he could actually sell his certificate of vaccination to people who didn't want to be vaccinated so that they could use it in situations. Now, I'm not sure that was proven. The other tantalizing possibility, which hasn't been reported, but, you know, why would that stop us from speculating, is that he had Munchausen's disease.
Oh, everyone loves...
Munchausen's syndrome.
Everyone loves Munchausen's. It's like one of those favourites of TV dramas, that sort of idea that someone is kind of in love with being treated, even though they don't need it.
Yes, they like hospitalizations. They can do it to their own detriment. I mean, they're so obsessed with hospitals and being treated. Sometimes it's actually to gain opioids. My story about Munchausen's is, I want to be very careful because there's swear words in this one, but I was a junior house doctor in an emergency department in West London, and this guy comes in complaining. Well, I've had it twice, actually. I was doing a locum in general practice in Sydney after I got to Sydney, and this guy comes in with chest pain, looking clammy, and he did an ECG on him, and it looked as if he was having a heart attack. I phoned the ambulance, comes, and gave him some morphine to control his pain. And he got to the local hospital, jumped out the ambulance, said, "Thanks, guys," and walked away. And he knew that he had this abnormality on his ECG, which was permanent, and he could fake it and get that. And the other one was, just sorry to go on about this, but the other one was this, in this emergency department in London. This guy comes in faking that he had renal colic, in other words, a stone in his kidneys, which is incredibly painful. And he'd found a way of actually faking blood in his urine, which is one of the immediate tests, and screaming in pain, wanting pain relief. And the ward sister walked by and recognized him, and went into the side room and deliberately opened a very old-fashioned drug, which had a very pungent smell. And he immediately got dressed, because it's a very painful injection to have. He immediately got dressed and walked out and said, if you don't think I know the effing difference between morphine and that drug, you've got another effing thing coming, and disappeared. So that's Munchausen's. But anyway, let's get back to the guy.
That just feels like a nice way for you to tell all your Munchausen stories, which I am here for.
Absolutely. But we've got more important things to talk about.
Well, this guy didn't have a fear of needles, because then the medical team were like, okay, can we please test you, because we want to know what 217 vaccines does to someone's body.
Absolutely. And so he agreed. They did a deal with the public prosecutor was investigating. Apparently there's been no criminal prosecution in this case, at least not to date. And so they started investigating him. And just to show what this guy was like, while he was being investigated and studied by this medical team, he had four more COVID vaccinations. and they kind of told him, you know, don't do this.
I've got to ask, did he have COVID? Did he get COVID?
He has never had COVID.
Well, case closed.
So the question then, burning a hole in the researchers' heads, was what was the effect of this on this guy's immune system? Because you and I have talked about this before, both on CoronaCast and actually on the Health Report, which is, are we giving too many boosters? And as a result of giving too many boosters, that you're actually suppressing the immune response a bit and you're getting tolerance to the vaccine rather than getting a good antibody and cellular, so-called T-cell response. Just to remind people, there are two or three versions of how the immune system works. And one is that you get an antibody response and another is that you get the T-cells responding as well, the cells that kill off the virus. Anyway, so they studied this. He'd had routine blood tests done during this period of time. And then they did proper investigations when they got a hold of him. Bottom line was that there was no sign of immune tolerance at all. So his immune system was responding to each vaccine with a very effective anti-COVID response. It was between 5 and 11 times higher than they had a control group of about 29 people who'd had 3 doses of the vaccine. And his response was a bit higher, between 5 and 11 times higher than theirs, but still very effective. But it wasn't a huge difference in terms of response. So the bottom line was he hadn't done any harm to his immune system. He was still developing an effective immune response to the virus. And whether or not he was, his lack of COVID infection was anything to do with these vaccinations is unknown. But the researchers did warn this is a case study of one and you can't extrapolate too far.
It is kind of amazing what the sort of end range of what the human body can deal with is, though.
Yeah, look, occasionally you get these, like I remember one a few years ago, I think we covered it on the Health Report at the time, of a 90-year-old man who'd had 25 eggs a day or something like that for his entire life. And there's always somebody who smoked 100 cigarettes a day for the rest of their life and dies at 95 in their bed, you know, of something unrelated to smoking. You always find these odd cases. So you can't extrapolate from this one case, but it is interesting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.